in the short term, you know, here we are, the kids are back in school today. We're giving our kids a little bit of a break to transition into the classroom and get that part of their lives restarted. We are running assessments this week for new prospects and new registrants of OSAC. So we're starting with kids as young as age 6. And, you know, we'll take kids up to age 12, and obviously we go through age 18 and older, but new kids this week will be assessed on Tuesday and Thursday between 5:30 and 7 p.m. Those assessments are free, and it gives us a good chance to meet some new young fish, so to speak.
What's involved in an assessment? I think I would have a rough idea, but what are you looking for, or what should people know about what they'll be assessed on?
You bet. So, you know, at the young age of 6, we're looking for the advanced kids at that age that are a little bit more mature and a little bit fearless of the big pool at the Y, because our minimum requirement is age 6 and above, and then, you know, 15 meters of the big pool at the Y unassisted and not kind of feeling that need to have mom and dad near them. So it's that first step away from mom and tot lessons and beyond, you know, the basic lessons that the Y does generally offer. And they've got to be comfortable in the water, in the deep water, for 15 meters, which is a little more than half that pool.
We're with Ken Fitzpatrick, the coach of the Owen Sound Aquatic Club. Ken, what are your numbers right at the moment, or do you know? Do you have a proper assessment or evaluation of how many youngsters you'll have?
Yeah, you bet. We're up to 86 kids registered. That includes the youngest new ones, which we're almost at 20 new kids right now, which is a record in my 3 years here. We're at 86 overall kids, and we're at a little more than 24 masters. So we are approaching last year's number, and there's still plenty of people still to re-register. So we're looking to, you know, have a good growth on the club this year.
Can I guess that the upswing in numbers is due to the Summer Olympics, or am I dreaming on that?
Well, I think it definitely has an impact. You know, Canada had a great Olympics again. Our girls in the pool were awesome, and we had some new young men do well. And I think that always creates a bump, for sure. It was a very different Olympics this year, and it was, I think, tough on some of those athletes. But our success definitely helps the overall image of the sport and what it's like to be a Canadian and to be a swimmer.
From the Owen Sound Aquatic Club, we're guesting with Ken Fitzpatrick, the head coach. Ken, if somebody can't get to your assessments but wants to or wants to find out more about it, what's sort of the process involved of getting people lined up to be members of the Owen Sound Aquatic Club?
You bet. Well, they can call us at the office number here at 519-371-7946. Or they can check out our website, which if you just Google Owen Sound Aquatic Club, it'll come up. The website itself is not a friendly website name, but just Google Owen Sound Aquatic Club and grab the website, and there'll be some information there on contacting us to learn more about our assessments or just getting a tryout even after this week.
Finally, Ken, and I know this is a big step or a first step in the season long, doing the evaluations and the assessments. What's the first big competitive event that you see on your horizon?
Well, right now, with protocols still in place, you know, it's great that we're getting back in the pool and we're trying to be safe, as is Swim Ontario, our governing body. We'll be running a Thanksgiving Day all-team time trial, which will just be our kids, with 60 to 80 kids involved. And then the next step for us will be to run a meet with two or three other teams from our region. And we're looking to do that as our annual McDonald's swim meet. McDonald's has been a great sponsor for us over the years, and they continue to support us. So we'll be doing a two or three team tri-meet here in Owen Sound on the November 19th weekend. And that'll be kind of our first step up to the next level within the return to racing protocols that Swim Ontario is allowing.
Well, Ken, good luck with your assessments, your evaluations, and all the best in the season ahead.
Thanks so much, Fred. I appreciate the coverage, as always.